After Baum was killed, Bremen and his court did arrive at the spot. An ugly battle took place.
The second battle of the day between Bremen's forces and several American rebel units, who had arrived just in time to engage with them, involved the roughest fighting of the day. Seth Warner's Green Mountain Boys, along with the militiamen from Massachusetts, rushed the Germans, who turned and ran. The rebels overran one of Bremen's cannons just as its gun crew finished loading the piece. A rebel sergeant whirled the gun around and fired on the retreating Germans.
It sounds like Bremen got there just in time to get slaughtered.
Pretty much. Bremen himself is able to run away back to Fort Miller.
And there's always someone who has to say, "I told you so." Right?
I cannot understand how one can entrust a detachment to such a man as Baum, who has no military expertise at all, cannot take proper measures.
Ouch.
Particularly here in the wilderness.
Yeah, these guys were not prepared to pitch battle in the American wilderness.
No knowledge at all of foreign languages? How is it possible that General Riedesel could entrust such a... with such an important expedition? He's coarse, rude, and also despises the counsel of those who had been sent along for guidance, assistance, and advice, and furthermore...
Hey, whoa! Easy now. Baum and the Dragoons were German horsemen with no horses fighting in another country's civil war. The terrain and cultures were completely unfamiliar.
I guess nothing changes. History does repeat itself.
The battles of Bennington were over in almost 3 hours. Stark later described the battle as one continuous clap of thunder. He said that had the daylight lasted 1 hour longer, they would have taken the whole body of the German and British.
And this is Baum's final resting place.
Actually, Baum was buried a little east of here, on the north bank of the Wollumsic River. His exact gravesite is unknown, and may have been washed away by the meandering river.
Ooh. And Wasmus, did he make it?
Wasmus was taken prisoner. An American rebel found him.
He grabbed me by the arm, and another said he should kill me. Whereupon, he placed the bayonet of his gun, with tightened trigger, on my chest. He asked whether I was a Britisher or a Hessian. I told him I was a Braunschweig surgeon, shook hands with him, and called him my Freund. Und brother.
Friend and brother.
For what does one not do when in trouble? I was happy they understood me. That helped so much that he withdrew his gun. Now they made me sit down on the ground, and I was terribly worried because I believed myself to be the only prisoner. I blamed myself in my mind for not having retreated earlier and faster. But as some other prisoners were brought to this spot, I was soon rid of my anxiety. These assured me that they all were prisoners, so I calmed down. It is surely true that a man likes to have company in his misfortune.
When the rebels learned he was a surgeon, he was put to work immediately.
Now I saw the effect our cannon and musket fire had, since the enemy had suffered great losses.
Stark saw him dressing the wounds of his troops and ordered him to bandage more men.
But I hurried toward our entrenchment, because there were dragoons and artillery men in need of my help. But the Americans did not allow me any time with them, but pulled me along with them by force. We went past my trusty tree that had warded off so many bullets from me. Here I found some of my instruments and bandages. We came to the bridge where Baum had stood. Our men had taken this route for their retreat. Many had been killed or wounded in their flight. All the rest had been taken prisoner. The rebels did not capture one single savage.
The effect of Baum's defeat in Bennington on Burgoyne's campaign was significant.
And what happened to the Indians?
Not only had he lost nearly 1,000 men, but he also lost the crucial Indian support. In a council following the battle, many of the Indians decided to go home.
What about Burgoyne? I bet it got ugly when Bremen returned to Fort Miller.
You are probably quite correct. The failure of Baum's expedition to bring in critical supplies meant that Burgoyne had to rely on supply lines that were already dangerously long, and they eventually broke.
So this little expedition was fateful for the British.
Oh, catastrophic, really. Defeat at Bennington was a prelude to defeat at Saratoga.
I bet Stark heads there next.
You got it. The Battle of Saratoga is considered by many historians to be the turning point of the American Revolution, and one of the 10 most important battles in world history.
Onward to Saratoga!